크로스비라고 하는 사람이 어릴 때 돌파리 의사가 주는 안약을 넣고 실명됐습니다.
A woman by the name of Fanny Crosby, when she was very little, actually received some eye drops and medication from a quack doctor, and when she put it in her eye, she went blind.
그때부터 그리스도 언약 붙잡고 기도한 겁니다.
But from that moment on, she held onto the covenant of Christ and continued to pray.
그런데 그 어떤 사람도 할 수 없는 응답을 크로스비는 받았습니다.
But Crosby received answers that no one else could even begin to mimic.
그걸 보고 하나님의 나라라는 겁니다.
And that is what we call the kingdom of God.
여러분에게 어떤 고민이 있어도 괜찮습니다.
What kind of worries do you have? It doesn't matter.
하나님의 나라라는 이 응답을 누리면 해결이 되게 돼 있습니다.
Because if you enjoy the answer of the kingdom of God, that problem will begin to be resolved.
오늘 여러분은 예배드리고 있는 중에 하나님은 여러분 현장에 응답하시는 겁니다.
Today, as you sit here giving your worship, God will bestow His answers upon your field.
너무 위기를 만나가지고 초대교회가 기도하고 있었습니다.
The early church was faced with dire circumstances and a great crisis, and so they began to pray.
그 시간에 하나님은 헤롯 왕을 불러갔습니다.
And it was at that moment that God called the life of King Herod.
성경에는 주의 사자가 친히 죽이 먹어 죽으니라 라고 기록하고 있습니다.
The Bible records that the angel of the Lord struck King Herod and his body was filled with worms.
오늘 굉장히 중요한 말씀을 예수님이 하셨습니다.
We see in today's passage that Jesus speaks very important words.
저는 옛날에 사실은 기도 응답을 받지 못하고 기도가 뭔지도 몰랐습니다.
In the past, I must admit, I didn't really know what prayer was, and I was not able to receive prayer answers.
오늘 예수님께서 말씀하신 대로 제가 기도가 뭔지를 알았어요.
But today, just as Jesus speaks about this, I came to discover what prayer was.
그때부터 응답이 오기 시작했습니다.
And it was from that moment on that answers began to come.
부목사로 있을 때 교회에서 저를 보고 이 지역을 맡아라라고 얘기를 했어요.
When I was serving as an associate pastor, the church entrusted a select region for me.
지금 부산에 가면 있습니다. 아직도 안창마을이라고 있어요. 거기는 무당들만 살아요.
And that place still exists today. It's in Busan. It's called Anchang Village, and there a lot of shamans reside.
그리고 집 없는 사람들이 올라와서 이게 천막 치고 살아요.
And there are a lot of homeless people who also come to that region, to that village, and they set up temporary shelters to live in.
아무런 힘이 없는 사람들이 모인 곳입니다.
It's a place filled with people who are completely and utterly helpless.
저에게 교회에서 그 지역을 맡으라는 겁니다.
And the church requested that I minister in that field.
저는 거기 계속 올라갔습니다.
And so I continued to go there.
큰 걸 봤어요.
And I saw something very big there.
제가 평생 전도해야 되는 이유도 발견했어요.
And it was there that it discovered the reason why I must evangelize all life long.
그리고 내용도 발견했어요.
I also discovered the content for that work of evangelism.
네, 거기서 불신자 상태 여섯 가지 확인했어요.
It was there that I confirmed the six states of the unbeliever.
얼마나 놀라운 일인지 몰랐어요.
How astounding is that?
그리고 세계복음화를 시작했어요.
And it was there that I began my work for world evangelization.
가는 곳마다 전도 운동이 일어나고 세계복음화 문이 열렸어요.
Everywhere I went, the evangelism movement arose and the door to world evangelization began to open.
그래서 미국을 가봤습니다.
And then I was able to visit the US.
미국 가보니까 너무 길거리에 정신병자 많아요.
And when I arrived there, I was able to see that there are so many mental patients just walking down the streets.
그건 좋은데 마약을 하고 그렇게요.
But moreover, it wasn't just a problem of their mental illness, but they were also addicted to drugs.
너무 많아요.
There are so many people.
그래서 우리 렘넌트들은 외국 가면 밤에 혼자 다니면 안 돼요. 그 정도로 위험해요.
So many people like that, and so that's why many of our remnants, when you go overseas, you can't walk around alone at night. It's that dangerous.
우리 그 통역하는 에스더 사모 박성진 목사 딸이 미국 가서 공부를 하고 이제 잘하고 있어요.
And so our interpreter, missionary Esther Chang, and her husband, Reverend Jin Park, their daughter is actually studying in the U.S. and she's studying very well.
그 엄마보 얘기하더랍니다.
And I guess she said to her mother,
나는 커서 결혼해가지고 아이들 키울 때 미국에서 키우지 않고 한국에서 키워야 되겠다.
She said to her mother, when I grow up and get married and I have children, I don't want to raise them in America. I want to raise them in Korea.
걔가 이제 영적인 눈을 뜨고 현장을 본 겁니다.
And she was able to say that because her spiritual eyes are open to see that field.
미국 아이들 전체의 영적 문제가 있어요.
Because right now in the U.S., the vast majority of children are experiencing spiritual afflictions.
모르고 있는 겁니다.
But they're not aware of it.
죄를 짓고 감옥에 가는 사람도 많잖아요.
There are a lot of people who commit a crime and for that reason are imprisoned.
감옥에서 전도를 해보니까요, 그 사람이 얘기 자기는 아무리 나쁜 짓을 안 하는데 자기도 모르게 된대.
But when I evangelized in that prison field, they would often say to me that they really don't want to carry out this kind of criminal activity, but they cannot restrain that impulse that they have.
대한민국에 의사의 도움받는 우울증 환자가 30%가량 된다고 합니다.
They say that about 30% of Korea's population receive help from physicians for their depression or mental illnesses.
뭐 통계는 한 17% 이렇게 나와 있는데 실제로 그렇다니 너무 많은 거예요.
And actually the statistics, official numbers say about 17%, but actually the numbers far exceed that.
가까운 일본 갔더니요, 길에서 정신 돌아서 다니거나 노래하거나 너무 많아요.
And I went and I visited the neighboring Japan and I saw that there are so many people with mental disorders who are just loitering the streets, who are just singing to themselves.
너무 힘들어서 견디다 그냥 도와준 사람 없으니까 자살하고.
And things are so hard for them. They try to live their lives that way, bearing with that kind of difficulty. And yet in the end, because they can't resolve it, they take their own lives.
우리 대한민국에만 무속인 30만입니다.
And just in Korea alone, there are 300,000 shamans.
오늘 눈도 보이지 않고 들리지도 않고 귀신 들린 자를 예수님이 고친 겁니다.
And we see in today's passage that there is a demon-possessed person who cannot see, who cannot hear, and Jesus healed that person.
귀신 들린 병이 있어가지고 막 이상한 짓 할 거 아닙니까?
And because he's demon-possessed, he's doing strange things.
그러니까 눈도 보이지 않아요.
So he's blind.
어떻게 상상을 해보세요?
Can you imagine this?
말을 못한다 이 말은 귀가 안 들린다는 말 아닙니까? 난 말 듣지를 못하는 겁니다.
And not only is he blind, but he's also mute, which means that he also is auditorily impaired.
그러니까 그 모습을 한번 상상을 해보라.
So can you imagine his image in your mind?
이상한 소리를 내면서 더듬으면서 막 소리 질렀겠죠?
So he's probably making strange sounds and he's just feeling his way around.
말을 할 줄 모르니까 이상한 소리를 막 냈겠죠.
Because he's mute, he has no choice but to resort to making strange sounds.
그 사람이 여러분 아이라고 한번 생각해 본지 하면 어떻겠습니까?
Now how about you change the perspective and you think to yourself that that person is your child.
아니면 여러분 가족 중에 우리 가족이 그러고 있단 말이에요. 어떻게
or,
하겠어요?
Or perhaps a family member of yours is in this kind of situation. What would you do?
이걸 예수님이 고친 겁니다.
And this is what Jesus healed.
그랬더니 이 바리새인들이요. 예수님 보고 하는 얘기 저 사람은 귀신 들린 왕인가 보다.
But when the Pharisees heard this, they began to say about Jesus that he's the prince of demons.
안 그러면 어떻게 저 귀신을 저렇게 쫓아내냐?
Otherwise, how would he be able to chase out those evil spirits?
이렇게 얘기했어요.
That's what they said.
이게 예수님 대답한 겁니다.
And this is Jesus' reply.
한쪽에서 뭐라고 하냐면요. 이야, 깜짝 놀랐네. 그야말로 이 사람은 다윗의 자손이다.
Now, of course, before Jesus' response, there were also some other, another group of people who were saying, how amazing is this? Can this be the son of David? That's what it says in today's passage.
깜짝 놀라면서, 아, 다윗의 자손이 아니냐, 이렇게 얘기했다는 거예요.
That these, some people were so amazed and they were saying, can this be the son of David?
아무 소용 없습니다.
It doesn't matter.
그러면 놀라고 그러고 뭐 사라진 겁니다.
Because they're just startled and amazed and with that, they vanish after a while.
바리새인들은요? 저 예수님 보고 귀신 들린 사람이라.
On the other end of the spectrum, the Pharisees are saying that Jesus himself is demon possessed.
이 바리새교회는 세상 살릴 수 없습니다.
The Pharisaical church could not save the world.
여러분 아시다시피 지금 미국에 많은 교회 있습니다만은 그런 사람을 살릴 수가 없어요.
As you know very well, there are many churches in the U.S., but that those churches cannot save the people there.
왜냐하면은 오늘 여러분에게 하나님의 말씀을 붙잡아야 됩니다.
Today we must hold on to God's word.
예수님께서 간단히 이렇게 대답하셨어요.
Jesus gives a very simple and concise response.
내가 만약에 귀신 들린 사람이면 내가 귀신을 쫓아내면 귀신끼리 싸우는 거 아니냐? 말이 되냐?
He says, how does that make sense? That if I'm a demon possessed and if Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself. Can that make any sense?
너희 집에 강한 자를 결박하지 않고 강도 비유를 들었어요. 강한 자를 결박하지 않고 집 세간을 가져올 수 있겠냐?
He also gives an example of somebody entering a home for a robbery, and he says to plunder his goods. And he says, if you don't first bind the strong man, how can you plunder the goods that he owns?
성령이 임하고 사단이 결박되면 하나님 나라 임하였느니라.
But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, the kingdom of God has come upon you.
예수님이 말씀하셨어요.
And that's what Jesus says.
그래서 29절 30절 쭉 읽어보면은 이 말을 못 알아들은 나와 상관없느니라.
And then going on to verse 29 and 30, he says, whoever is not with me is against me.
하나님과 상관이 없느니라.
And they have nothing to do with God.
무슨 얘기죠?
Those are frightening words.
그래서 가장 큰 죄가 뭔지 아냐?
And that's why he asks, what is the greatest sin of all?
하나님을 모르고 성령 해방하는 죄야.
It is not knowing the Lord and speaking a word against the Holy Spirit.
완전 그냥 죄의 본질입니다.
Because that is the fundamental cause of all sin.
그러면서 이런 말했어요.
And then he says,
귀신을 쫓아내기 위해서 많은 소재도 하고 청소도 하고 막 했는데 나중에 일곱 귀신이 들어와.
Then you give all sorts of offerings and sacrifices, and you do all sorts of things to tidy it up. But afterwards, those demons are chased out, and seven more will come in. In other words, your situation will grow even more grave. The people of the world, they don't have the answer, and that's why they carry out these exorcisms and shamanistic rituals, but that only grows grander and bigger in scale.
여러분이 점수를 하고 여러 가지 몸부림치면 점점 더 심해져.
Once you go out trying to, you're struggling against yourself, trying to get your fortunes told because you want to know the future, but that will only get worse going forward.
오늘 여러분들이 이 언약을 잡으시는데 하나님의 나라라는 단어입니다.
Today, as you hold on to the covenant, you must remember this phrase, the kingdom of God.
자, 하나님의 나라 임하면 어떻게 됩니까?
What happens once the kingdom of God is established upon you?
꼭 기억해야 돼요.
You must remember this.
오늘 여러분은 예배 시간에 기도 시간에 하나님의 나라 언약을 붙잡는데 응답은 그 뒤에 따라옵니다.
Today in your time of worship, in your time of prayer, you hold on to the covenant of the kingdom of God and the answers will follow that.
꼭 기억하셔야 돼요.
So you must remember.
오늘 여러분이 말이죠. 너무 슬퍼하고 너무 답답해하고 당장 망하는 거 아니잖아요. 그 누리고 있으면 반드시 멸망은 따라옵니다.
Today, you may be filled with grief. Today, you may be filled with concerns and worries. Immediately, there is no result that follows that. But when time passes, there will absolutely be a result that follows.
그래서 기뻐하라, 쉬지 말고 기도하라, 그럼 감사하라, 그런 겁니다.
And that's why the Lord says to us, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
첫째입니다.
First,
예수 그리스도를 만나는 순간, 하나님의 나라입니다.
The moment we meet Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God comes upon us.
그리스도를 여러분이 언약 잡고 체험하는 순간 성삼위 하나님의 역사 일어나게 되죠.
The moment that you hold out to the covenant of Christ and you experience his works, the triune God works upon you.
성삼위 하나님의 역사 일어나면 보좌의 축복이 임하게 되죠.
And the moment that the triune God works upon you, the blessings of the throne will also come upon you.
하나님 나라입니다. 오늘 예수님이 설명했어요.
That is the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus explains today.
하나님의 나라 임하면 근원적인 치유가 일어나 버려요.
And if the kingdom of God comes upon us, fundamental healing will arise.
낙심하지 마세요.
So do not be discouraged. That's the first thing.
그리스도께서 능력으로 임하여 하나님 나라 임하니까 근원적으로 치유돼.
By Christ's power, the kingdom of God comes upon us, and that fundamental healing arises.
몸부림친다고 되는 거 아닙니다. 근원이 치유돼.
And that is not healed simply because you struggle against it. The fundamental, the foundation needs to be addressed.
정신적으로 어려움 당하는 어떤 분이 제게 문자를 보냈어요.
A person who has a mental affliction sent me a text message.
목사님, 저는 정신적으로 어려운데 어떻게 하면 낫겠습니까? 질문해 왔어요.
And they asked me, Pastor, I have a lot of mental illnesses, mental difficulties. How can I overcome this?
그래 이렇게 딱 간단하게 대답했습니다. 제 메시지가 한번 들을 거예요, 지금.
And I give a very simple response to that question. I think that they're listening to the message right now as well.
네가 그걸 아니까 기도하면 낫는다 그랬어요.
Because you know your state, so long as you pray, it will be healed.
왜냐하면 전에는 그런 말을 안 했거든요.
Why? Because that person never said that before.
나 정신 아무 이상 없는데 다른 사람이 이상하다고 그랬어요.
They would often say, I'm fine mentally. It's the other person's problem.
여러분, 부끄러울 것도 없고요. 겁낼 것도 없습니다. 아, 내게 이런 문제 있다. 기도 시작하면 돼요.
There's nothing to be ashamed about, nothing to be afraid about either. If you have a problem that if there's a problem that you have, then just pray about that.
대부분 거짓말 한다니까요.
But most people lie to themselves.
하나님의 나라 임하면 근원적으로 치유돼요.
When God's kingdom comes upon us, healing takes place on a fundamental level.
전에 얘기했잖아요.
I said this before.
너무 이런 영적으로 어려움 당한 사람 많습니다. 고등학교를 막 졸업한 여학생이요. 정신이 이상해진 거예요.
There are so many people with these kinds of mental afflictions. There was a female student who had just graduated high school, but she had a mental problem.
그 어머니가요. 거짓말하는 거예요.
And her mother continued to tell these kinds of lies.
아, 얘가 교회 가고 어떻게 거예요.
Saying she only became this way after she went 그래요. to church. And I said, is that so?
갑자기 그렇습니다. 교회원이 다니고 어떻게 그렇습니까? 그렇다는 거예요.
And I said, it just happened all of a sudden. Just suddenly she became strange after going to church. And her mother said, yes.
저는 또 그런 거 이 도와주기 위해서 그런 거 확인하는 걸 잘합니다. 학교 확인해봤더니 고등학교 때 정신병은 두 번 입원했어요.
And so I wanted to confirm that that was in fact true so that I can really help her practically. I checked her school records and she had been hospitalized for her mental illnesses twice during high school.
그런 식으로 거짓말을 한다니까요.
And in that way, people lie.
근데 걔 보고 그랬어요.
I said to that student,
걱정하지 마라.
Don't worry.
네 진짜로 언제까지 기도하느냐? 하나님의 능력이 네게 임해서 없어질 때까지.
And until when should you pray? Until you're able to experience the power of God so that that problem that you're experiencing is healed.
그래서 내가 하나님의 말씀, 그에 관한 성경 구절만 쫙 적어줬던 거예요.
So I wrote down the Bible verses that had to do with her situation.
제 때문이 아니겠죠. 역사 일어났어요.
And I'm sure it wasn't because of me, but the works arose.
그리스도를 체험하는 순간, 근원적인 게 없어요.
The moment you experience Christ, those fundamental problems are resolved.
우리가 그 사람 고치라면 복잡하겠죠. 예수님 간단하게 고쳤어요.
It's a complicated matter for us to try to heal other people, but for Jesus, it was a very simple task.
두 번째입니다.
Second thing.
그리스도께서 주시는 그 말씀 붙잡고 기도할 때 성령이 역사하고 사단이 결박되면 하나님 나라 임하였느니라.
It says, when you hold on to the word of God and you enter into prayer and you bind the forces of darkness, we see that the Holy Spirit works upon you, Satan is bound, and God's kingdom is established upon you.
여러분이 구원받는 순간, 그거는 끝난 거예요, 사실.
The moment you have received your salvation, you no longer have anything to do with those things.
이 사람은 그리스도를 만난 순간 끝난 겁니다.
The moment this person meets with Christ, it is finished.
단지 예수님께서 그 귀신을 쫓아내버린 거예요.
However, we see that Jesus casts out that demon.
여러분에게 성령 임하면 이 흑암은 완전히 결박되버린 것입니다.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, the spirits of darkness, the forces of darkness are completely bound.
그게 또 문제예요.
That's a second point.
그리스도 체험하는 순간 근원이 치유되면서요. 여러분이 정말로 성령 임하고 흑암 결박되버리면 이 영적이 없어지는 겁니다.
And we see that when we experience Jesus Christ, all of your fundamental problems are addressed. And if you are filled by the Holy Spirit and the forces of darkness are bound, then your spiritual afflictions and hardships will be healed. You must remember.
더 중요한 거, 세 번째입니다.
What's even more important is number 3.
그리스도께서 주신 말씀을 언약을 굳게 붙잡고 기도 시작하면 완전히 역사입니다.
When you firmly hold on to the covenant, the word of Christ, and you enter into prayer, absolutely the works will arise. You need to experience that. You accurately hold on to the word of the covenant of Christ, and before you even enter into the field, the works arise there.
이게 하나님의 나라입니다.
That is the kingdom of God.
세상 나라 있지만요, 사단의 나라, 하나님의 나라 달라요.
There's a worldly kingdom, there's also dominion of Satan, but there's a kingdom of God, and there are differences between those.
완전히 사단에 무릎 꿇게 되는 거죠.
And absolutely Satan is brought to his knees.
모세가 이스라엘 민족 데리고 홍해 앞에 왔잖아요.
Moses led the Israelites out and they stood before the Red Sea.
그냥 온 게 아니고 모세에게 말했어요. 이스라엘 민족을 홍해로 데리고 가라. 내가 건너게 하겠다고 말씀하잖아요.
He didn't just come out. We see that God instructed him and gave his word saying, "Lead my people the Israelites out and I will lead you out before the Red Sea."
예, 그 말씀 그렇게 딱 붙잡고 홍해 앞에 간 겁니다.
He firmly held on to that word and he stood before the Red Sea.
이스라엘 민족들이 얼마나 그 두려워하고 엄마하고 그랬잖아요.
And the Israelites were filled with so much fear and so much regret.
그때 모세가 한 말입니다.
And this is what Moses said at that time.
우리 이스라엘 사람들아 두려워하지 말라.
He says, Israelites, do not fear.
오늘 여호와께서 행하시는 구원을 보라.
And stand and see the deliverance the Lord will bring to us today.
가만히 서서 여호와께서 행하시는 구원을 보라.
Stand still and see the deliverance the Lord shall bring to you today.
왜 그런 줄 아십니까?
Do you know why?
모세가 어떻게 담대히 얘기합니까?
How was Moses able to testify so boldly at that time?
앞에 하나님이 말씀 주셨잖아요.
Because right prior to that happening, God gave his word.
그 언약 붙잡고 나가니까요. 출애굽기 14장 19절에 홍해 건너고 난 뒤에 모세 앞에 주의 사자가.
We see that he held on to those words and he led the people out. And Exodus 14:19 records that God sent his angel before Moses.
모세 뒤에서 주의 사자가.
And the angels of the Lord were also sent behind Moses as well.
예, 여러분, 하나님의 나라입니다.
That is the kingdom of God.
응답을 제일 많이 받은 다윗이 이렇게 말했어요.
David received the most answers, and this is what he professed.
하나님의 말씀을 이루는 능력 있는 천사여, 여호와를 찬양해라.
He says, "You mighty ones who do his bidding, praise the Lord."
말씀 이루어요.
And we see that that is how God's word is fulfilled. That's why you accurately hold on to God's word.
그 붙잡고 일단 기도해 보세요.
Hold on to that word and enter into prayer.
그리고 다윗이 뭐라고 기도했어요?
And what else did David say?
하나님께서 하나님의 뜻을 이루는 천군이여 이랬죠.
And you heavenly hosts who fulfill his will.
대단합니다.
How astounding is that?
여러분 예배는 여기 있어요. 하나님 말씀을 잡고 뜻을 붙잡으면 하나님이 하늘 군대를 보내시다.
In this time of worship, when you hold on to God's word and his will, God will send his heavenly hosts to work.
그리고 뭐 있습니까?
And what else?
여호와께서 임재하시는 곳에 있는 너희여, 그래, 그 말, 천군 천사여, 이 말에 여호와를 송축해라.
And all of you where the Lord exists, in other words, you heavenly hosts, all of you angels, exalt and praise the Lord.
여러분, 히스기야 왕이 정말 왕 되자마자 뭘 했습니까?
And in the case of King Hezekiah, as soon as he became king, what did he do?
아수르에 연락했습니다.
He contacted Assyria.
그 아수르 이상한 나라거든. 그 연락했어요.
Assyria was a very strange nation, but he contacted Assyria.
지금까지는 우리 아버지는 당신 나라에 세금을 바친데 나는 새로 왕이 되는데 오늘부터 못 바친다 그랬어요.
And he announced, "Until before me, my forefathers gave pay tribute unto you, but starting from today, we will not pay tribute to Assyria."
맞잖아요.
Right? That makes sense.
왜 아수르가 세금을 받아갑니까? 저들 못 보내라고 통보한 거예요.
Why should they pay tribute to Assyria? And that's why he announced it to the Syrians.
아수르 군인이 18만 5천 군대를 끌고 이스라엘 쳐들어왔어요.
At those words, Assyria sent 185,000 soldiers to invade.
이 히스기야 왕이 기가 차겠죠.
And King Hezekiah, of course, was startled by this.
성경에 보면 히스기야 왕이 성전에 들어가서 벽을 향하여.
In the Bible records that King Hezekiah entered into the temple and he faced the temple wall.
벽을 왜 봐? 뭐 사람 뭐 볼 필요 있겠습니까? 벽을 향하여.
He didn't look to people. He faced the wall.
밤새.
And he prayed all night long.
성경은 이렇게 기록하고 있습니다.
This is what the Bible records.
그날 밤에.
That very night, it says.
열왕기하 19장 35절에 그날 밤에.
2 Kings 19:35. That very night.
히스기야 왕이 기도하던 밤에 그 말이에요.
In other words, that night when King Hezekiah was praying.
그 시간에.
At that very moment.
하나님이 주위에 천사를 보내서 아수르 군사 18만 5천을 동시에 불러가 버렸어.
God sent his heavenly angels and struck down all 185,000 Assyrian soldiers at once.
여러분, 그걸 보느냐? 하나님의 나라.
And that is what we call the kingdom of God.
오늘 이 언약 딱 잡으시기 바랍니다.
Today you must hold on to this covenant.
초대교회가 이단 누명을 썼습니다.
The early church was labeled as a heresy.
사도를 잡아 죽입니다.
And they were taking in these apostles and killing them.
베드로 잡혀갔습니다.
And we see Peter was also captured.
그날 밤에 중직자들이 모여서 밤새 기도했는 겁니다.
And it was at that night that the church officers gathered together to pray all night long.
성경은 이렇게 기록하고 있습니다.
And the Bible records.
사도행전 12장 25절에요.
In Acts 12:25.
그날 밤에 주의 사자가 친히 헤롯 왕이 충이 먹어 죽으니라.
It says that that very night the angel of the Lord is sent, and we see that King Herod was put to death because he was eaten by worms.
군대를 보낼 필요도 없어요.
There's no need to even send out an army.
우리도 다 부름받을 하나님이 주의 천사 부름받잖아요. 하나님이 부르면 끝나는 겁니다.
Even when our lives come to an end, God will send his angels to take our spirits. If God calls you, that's the end of your life.
오늘 여러분 이 언약을 딱 붙잡으세요.
Today you must hold on to this covenant.
해보시라니까요.
You must try it.
저는 이 언약을 붙잡고 여러분 만나기 전에 기도 시작했어요.
I held on to this covenant and before meeting with all of you, I began my prayer.
지난주에도 얘기했죠.
I said this last week as well.
우리 한국에 최후가는 신학자가 저게 질문했어요.
One of the most renowned theologians asked me.
많은 사람 앞에서 질문했다니까요.
The best theologian in Korea asked me before a multitude of people.
유광수 목사는 왜 천사 얘기를 하느냐 질문했어요.
He asked me, Reverend Yu, why do you keep speaking about angels?
우리 한국 최후가는 신학자예요.
He's one of the most renowned theologians in Korea.
제가 또 기가 찼어. 성경에 있습니다라고 했어요.
And I was so taken aback by that question, I replied, it's in the Bible.
그래, 그분이 실수를 했지. 신약에는 없다, 이렇게 얘기했죠.
And he made a mistake and he said, you don't see a count of angels in the New Testament.
예, 저를 위해서 이제 기도하고 그날 그 공청하는 자리에 여러분 지금 앉아있는 사람 중에 어떤 목사가 손 들고 얘기했던 신약에서 이렇게 있는데 왜 그럽니까?
And in that public hearing, there are people who are praying for me, who are supporting me, and one pastor who was sitting in the congregation raised his hand and said, no, there are records of angels working in the New Testament as well.
저는 그냥 그 대답 안 했어요.
But I didn't even respond to him.
하나님, 안 믿는 사람들은요, 성경 믿을 수 없어요.
Because those who do not believe in God cannot believe the Bible.
아니, 눈에 안 보는 성령의 역사, 어떻게 믿습니까?
How can you believe in the invisible working of the Holy Spirit?
그러니까 악령의 역사 어떻게 믿습니까?
How can you believe in the working of the evil spirits?
주의 천사의 동 어떻게 믿습니까?
The angels of God, how can you believe in that?
내 속에 영혼이 있다는 것도 못 믿어요.
They can't even believe the fact that inside of us dwells a soul.
내 머릿속에 정신이 있다는 것도 못 믿어요.
They don't understand that there is a mind in our inside of us.
부대에서 전도하니까 나이든 중사 한 분이 날 보고 하나님 어디냐?
And so I was actually sharing the gospel and evangelizing in the military field, and one of my commanding officers was asking, "Where is God?"
날 놀린다고요. 주소 대봐라 이러더라고.
And so he was taunting me, and he was saying, "Give me his address."
저도 순간적으로 질문, 중사님 정신 어디 있습니까? 내놔보세요. 그래서.
And so at that very moment, just impulsively, I responded, "Well, where is your mind? Can you show it to me?"
중사님이 없다고 해도 있는 겁니다. 그래서.
Even if you refute its existence, it exists.
그 정신이 나가버리거나 돌면
And I said, because if you lose the mind that you cannot see, that's when you have mental problems and disorders. But people don't believe.
그러니까 막 기도합시다 이랍니다. 기도합시다가 아닙니다. 기도는 여러분 보좌를 유행하는 겁니다.
And we see that people just say, well, why don't we just pray about it? And they take prayer very lightly, but that's not what prayer is. You're able to travel the throne of God and you're able to travel through the spiritual things with prayer. In other words, hold on to the covenant and pray. I began to pray, and how did God answer me? It didn't come immediately, but later on, the door to world evangelization opened.
그냥 하나님이 나라 내게 임하도록 기도했는데 난 달라고도 안 해서 하나님이 건강도 주게 됐어.
I didn't ask for other things. I just simply prayed for God's kingdom to come upon me, and God even restored my health.
하나님의 나라 내게 임하고 이거 전달하게 해달라고 기도했는데 하나님은 세계 문을 열었어.
I prayed for God. Kingdom to come upon me and for me to now relay this truth to others, and God opened the door to the world before me. You need to believe that. Today, in the very moment that you hold on to this covenant and pray, absolutely God will send His heavenly hosts and mobilize His heavenly armies to your fields. People don't believe it, but you need to believe it. Don't give up.
포기하자 말은 끝까지 하란 말이 아니고 내게 하나님이 역사의 날 때까지 하라고 말해요.
When I say don't give up, I'm not telling you to resist until the very end. I'm saying continue and wait until God's work takes place upon you.
그래서 근심하지 말라는 거. 여러분 계속 근심하고 염려하고 있으면요, 금방 무너지는 게 아니요. 나중에 분명히 허감이 찾아와.
And that's why we say, don't be disheartened, don't be discouraged. Immediately, there's no outward sign of it. But if you continue to remain in that situation, absolutely, the results will come from that.
내가 언약 붙잡고 하나님의 나라 누리는 기도하고 있으면 분명히 역사할 날.
If you hold on to the covenant and you continue to pray, the prayer of enjoying the kingdom of God, absolutely the works will rise from that.
오늘부터 이번 주간에 이 언약으로 시작하시기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord that this week, today, starting today, you may begin with this blessing.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
주께서 약속한 것을 놓치지 않게 해 주옵소서.
May not lose hold of that which you have promised unto us.
예수님께서 감람산에 부르셔서도 하나님의 나라의 일을 설명하셨습니다.
Even when Jesus called his disciples to the Mount of Olives, he explained the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
우리의 언약이 되게 해 주옵소서.
May this now become our covenant.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.